Christ Church, New Malden, Sunday the 10th of May, 2026, 9:30 service. Yaroslav Walker speaking on the resurrection and baptism.
I have set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Rob is one of my oldest friends. There are exactly three other young men who can claim to be an older friend than his. They date back to school, and I don't speak to them nearly as much as I do to Rob. Rob and I met, I believe it was on the first day of university. We were playing some sort of ridiculous game during Freshers' Week to get to know each other. I can't really remember what the game was. What I can remember is that it involved us shouting Harrison at each other and sitting in the same seat together. And somehow, through that ridiculous confluence of events, a long-lasting friendship was born. Rob was the best man at my wedding, one of the two best men, and he did what every good best man does. He humiliated me publicly. And it has taken every fibre of my being, every ounce of patience that the Lord grants me, not to use this sermon as an opportunity to do the same. But this wonderful event, the baptism of Henry, one of my best friend's firstborn son, has led me to reflect a great deal on friendship. Rob and I have known each other for about 15 years now, and in that time, we have changed a great deal. We've got thinner, and then we've got fatter. Neither of us have got balder, I'm very pleased to say. I became very religious. Then Rob has become very religious, quite surprisingly. We've had ups and we've had downs. We've shared absolutely wonderful times together, and we've been there for each other through times of great hardship. And Rob has always been a friend that I can call on. Throughout the entirety of our friendship, I'd like to think that we've modelled what real friendship is. And real friendship is love. And the way that the church has always sought to define love in a way that we can understand is loving another person as the other person, loving them for who they are, and seeking to be in communion with them, seeking to unite yourselves with them in some way. It's not trying to change someone. It's not trying to make them fit your ideal, your version of who you think you are, and therefore who the people around you should be. It's sacrificing a part of yourself and your wants and your wishes for the other person, to be in their company, to be with them and to delight in them and to allow them to delight in you and to support one another. That's what friendship is. And that's, I believe, what the scriptures tell us that baptism is all about. It's about the establishing of friendship with God and God establishing his friendship with us. When St. Peter writes about baptism, he alludes to the great flood, and he writes that baptism is not the washing away of dirt. It is the clearing of the conscience so that we can stand confident before the face of God. The allusion to Genesis is very clear. The washing away of all sin from the world was not the point of the flood. St. Augustine, when he wrote his De Genesia ad literam, his literal reading of Genesis, read it in anything but a literal fashion, rejecting the seven-day creation period as 24 discrete hours in a day over the course of 7 days. And he rejected the idea of the flood as being a punishment. The flood was an opportunity for Noah to learn. And Noah learns at the end of the flood. He learns that his role in life as the true righteous man saved from the waters, is to be a friend of God, to return to something of what was there in the garden. Adam and Eve can hear God walking in the cool of the day. Heaven and earth are united. God and God's creation dwell together. That is Noah's role. And so as soon as he exits the ark, the first thing he does is he builds an altar to the Lord. He sacrifices and he sends up a sweet-smelling odour, an invitation. The Bible's version of shouting Harrison across a room in university to someone. Lord, I am here and I seek to be in communion with you. Lord, I love you for exactly who and what you are, and I invite you to love me for exactly who and what I am. And the Lord receives this sacrifice. He receives this invitation to friendship, and he establishes his friendship with Noah. He establishes the rainbow. He establishes his covenant with creation. Never again shall there be a flood. My creation will have its integrity, and I will love it, no matter how it fails. And over again, since the flood, the scriptures tell us humanity has failed over and over again. We have alienated ourselves from our Father over and over again, and yet forever our Father seeks to re-establish communion with us, to re-establish friendship with us. And when Christ left us his church, he left us the sacrament of baptism, the covenant of Noah, made personal, made individual, for each child, for each adult, for everybody who goes through the waters of baptism as Noah went through the waters of the flood. This covenant that God has established with creation is established uniquely with that person. This offer of friendship is given to that child. This offer of friendship has been given to Henry. Communion has been given to Henry. At the start of our reading from St. Peter, he quotes the prophet Isaiah, who is regularly quoted by Christ. What threats have we to fear? Do not be afraid. These are the words that Christ speaks to his apostles when he appears to them in his resurrection life in the upper room. Do not be afraid is the first words that he says to them. That's what baptism does. It establishes our friendship with God so that we need not fear. We need not fear the world around us. We need not fear the trials and tribulations that will come. Because much as Rob and I have supported each other throughout our lives so far and will continue to do so, God has established his friendship with Henry and will support him no matter what happens. No matter who Henry becomes, no matter what Henry does, and it will only be delightful, I assure you. I know his father, he'll be fine. But God will always be there, a source of support. Because we have true friendship, we have true communion with God. We have true love with God in our friendship. Love is loving the other person as the other person and seeking to unite with them. Baptism is the truest example of friendship, because we can't truly unite with anyone else. That's the nature of this mortal life. We are individuals, and we can achieve closeness, but we can't achieve union with another person. In baptism, we can, because in baptism, we enter the life of the resurrected Christ. We enter the life of the one who said, "Do not be afraid." That's how we know that it's true friendship. In baptism, it's not just sins being washed away. This is the cliche that people often think about the church's understanding of baptism. It's the washing away of sins. Apart from the caterwauling that he did, I don't think Henry's committed a sin yet in his life. He's innocent, he's pure, he's wonderful, he's a joy. Baptism isn't simply the washing away of sins. Baptism is the entry into a new life, into Christ's life. Christ, who is united with the Father so that we can be united with the Father. Baptism is the entry into the resurrection, into a new way of being. The Bible has three words for life, having been written in Greek, a far more capacious language when you want to discuss difficult concepts. There's vios, which is where we get the word biology from, it's organic life. There's psyche, which is somewhere between the life of the soul and the mind and the spirit, whatever that means. And then there's zoe. Zoe is the word used for the life of God himself, divine life, inextinguishable life, the life that cannot die, the life that is all-encompassing, all-pervading, all-loving, all-joyous, all-wonderful. When Christ says to his disciples, "I have come to bring you life and life in all its fullness," the word that is used is not bios or psyche, it is zoe. I've come to bring you God's life. I've come to bring you true friendship. I've come to bring you the opportunity to truly unite with God, to truly be in communion with the Almighty. In his resurrection, Christ opens that opportunity, that divine life. He opens that opportunity to us all in our baptism, in Henry's baptism. That is what he's been baptized into. A new way of living, a new life, God's life, Christ's life, resurrection life. A life where his friendship with God is so certain, so clear, that it will give him a confidence that cannot shake him. And this new life that Henry's entered into his baptism, this new friendship, this new covenant that he and God have established together, gives him the opportunity to go out and share it with the rest of the world. For a millennia or so now, the church has taught that in baptism, three gifts are given, three graces, the graces that St. Paul enumerates at the end of, I think it's the 15th chapter of the first epistle to the Corinthians. When all has passed away, these three things will remain: faith, hope, and love. The church believes that in baptism, these virtues, heavenly virtues they're called, for they come directly from Almighty God himself, are given to the baptized. Henry's been given these three gifts, as well as many other gifts, I hope, in this baptism. He's been given faith, hope, and love. Gifts, tools, seeds planted in Henry that will grow and grow and grow and bear fruit. The fruit of faithfulness, the fruit of hopefulness, the fruit of loving, the fruit of being able to open this friendship that he has with God to all those around him. Not to be silent, but to spread the word that St. Peter wrote to those that were afraid. Do not be afraid. Any sufferings, any threats that you face, you can overcome with the power of God, just as Noah overcame the flood. That's what's happened to Henry now. He's made the best friend that he could ever possibly have. And now he's been commissioned to go out and share that news with other people, to let the entire world around him know that this friendship, this love, this communion, this faith, and this hope is on offer to every single one of us, and to draw people through, to draw people to the font of baptism, to draw people to God and to friendship. That's the task that Henry's been given. It's the task that every saint is given. Because another thing the church has taught for a long time is that baptism is essentially the making of saints, equipping people with virtues to go out and transform the world around them. That's the task that Henry has been given. That is the life that he has been given the opportunity to lead. That is the friendship that he and God have made with one another. And so I think I speak for everyone here when I say I can't wait to see what he does next. Amen.